Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park, where the Vikings offseason program has commenced. 9 weeks, 10 OTAs later in May and June, a mandatory minicamp in the middle of June. Lots of fun, lots of content coming up. So make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com. For now, though, we have your questions. So let's get to work. Question number one comes from Scott in Redding, California. Do you see the Vikings as a top five offense and defensive team? Well, the Vikings last year were certainly a top five defense. They were number three in total defense and number six in points allowed. If not for a six-quarter stretch against the Colts and the Packers late in the year, the Vikings would likely have been number one, two, or three in points allowed. So the defense is on the right track. A bunch of guys heading into or in the middle of their primes. I expect another top five type of performance from them this season. That's how good they are. We can say we expect them to be in the top five. Now, the Vikings offense has a little bit further to go. Lots of opportunities for growth and improvement. Here's one thing to keep in mind, though. Two teams made the playoffs last year, scoring fewer points per game than the Vikings, and three more who made the playoffs are within 2.5 points per game of the Vikings. So not a long ways to go for the Vikings offense. Our next question comes from Ryan. I really hope the offense can put up a bunch of points. It would be nice to see Sam and Treadwell prove their doubters wrong. Well, I think Sam did prove some doubters wrong last year, don't you? He played in all the games that the Vikings asked him to play in, 15, didn't get hurt. Everyone said he couldn't stay healthy, and he set an NFL record for completion percentage, only had 5 interceptions, had a passer rating of 99.6. I like what I saw from Sam. It would be great if 2017 was Laquan's breakout season, the Vikings' first-round pick last season. Had just one catch as a rookie. We know it takes receivers a while to develop in this league at times. Laquan may be one of those guys, but I think he can contribute in 2017. Question number three comes from Spencer. Why are some talking about drafting a running back with our first pick? We have Murray, McKinnon, and Ham. Well, the Vikings could use some more explosion and production from the running back position. Murray, McKinnon, and Ham may be able to give the Vikings just that, but a rookie added to the mix, that won't hurt. And none of the guys on the roster right now are locks to be on the roster in 2018. So let's get younger at running back. Our next question comes from Pat. Why don't the Vikings draft a center versus just a guard? The starting center is Joe Berger, who is 34 years old. I believe he would be much more valuable as a backup. Now, don't sell Joe short. He's been solid for the Vikings as a starting center and an interior lineman over the past two seasons. He has position flexibility, and you can win with him as a starting center. But the Vikings could still draft a center. Just because you don't see it in mock drafts doesn't mean it won't happen. You didn't see anyone mock Anthony Barr to the Vikings in 2014 or Adrian Peterson to the Vikings in 2007. Mock drafts, take it with a grain of salt. Center is an option for the Vikings in this draft. The next question is from Paul. If the Vikings draft a defensive tackle with their second round pick, what round is the most likely spot where the Vikings draft a running back? Can the Vikings realistically get a running back in the fifth round who can come in and produce this first year? Definitely. Just look at recent NFL history. Jordan Howard, 1,300 yards rushing last year as a rookie. 7 touchdowns, he had 2 100-yard games against us. He was a fifth-round pick. Fourth-round picks, Devonta Freeman and James White, pretty good players. David Johnson, the Arizona Cardinals, got him in the third round. So running backs come in all shapes and sizes, different types and flavors, and you can get them in all different rounds of the draft. It doesn't have to be at number 48, but if you take one at 48, you're going to get a good one. Our final question comes from Brady. With the loss of Chad Greenway and Captain Munnerlyn, will we see more nickel sets or 4-3 sets going into 2017? Well, the loss of Greenway and Munnerlyn isn't going to affect that. What affects whether you're in base defense or a sub package is the personnel put on the field by the offense. But the loss of Greenway and Munnerlyn is certainly significant. They were both productive players for the Vikings and they were good teammates. They do have options on the roster to replace those two guys. However, Mackenzie Alexander, perhaps as a nickel corner, even Terrence Newman can slide inside and play in the slot. Those are two good candidates to replace Captain Munnerlyn. And as for Greenway, 25 to 30 snaps a game as an outside linebacker, Kentrell Brothers, Emmanuel Lemur, Edmund Robinson, all options. And then, of course, you have the draft to fill out that position as well. That will do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. But coming up yet this week could be the NFL schedule release. And if it does happen this week, Vikings.com is your source for all the excitement and all the great coverage of the schedule release. We'll have tons of great stuff right here for you, so make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com later this week for that. Of course, the draft is coming up next week. We will be in Philadelphia for that, and we'll have coverage from Winter Park for the draft as well. You could be in next week's edition of the Pick 6 if you send your question in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. If you do, maybe we'll see you next week.